Welcome to Return to Life, weekly inspirational and empowering conversations on a variety of topics regarding everything health, wellness, meditation, and movement, guiding you to discover the peace that resides inside of you and help you live a balanced and blissful life. It's time to return to life. Here's your host, inspirational speaker, meditation and yoga teacher, and spiritual coach, Pam Butler.
Good morning and welcome to Return to Life. I'm Pam Butler, and you're listening to vividlife.me. So I'm excited for my guest this morning, Suzanne Adams. I've had the pleasure of talking and working with Suzanne now a little over a year, met her through a Gabby Bernstein course we both took together in New York City, and I've been following Suzanne and love her work, so I'm super excited that she's here with us this morning. So Suzanne is an author and motivational speaker and a life purpose consultant. She lives in Atlanta, and she loves to share her zest for life with her audiences around the globe. She believes that having fun and following your passion are the keys to finding true happiness. And she's passionate about helping unlock what that means for you. So if you're looking to live a life full of happiness and freedom, Suzanne has a five-step program. She's going to talk about that five-step program today on the show, but you can also check it out on her website, and I'll give you that information at the end of the show. So good morning, Suzanne. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Pam. I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Good. So, Suzanne, we'll start with your story. A lot of people that awaken in life or become spiritual coaches or life coaches or whatnot, they tend to go through traumatic events, you know, death of a close person or an illness. But your story is a little bit different. So can you share a little bit about what triggered you to follow this path?
Sure, absolutely. So basically, it was more about just finding myself constantly searching for fulfillment externally and then wondering why it wasn't working out. And I was in my early 30s, and I had a string of failed romantic relationships, and I couldn't understand why they weren't working out. And not only that, but I realized I was also searching for fulfillment and just trying to fill a void in my body through external circumstances, through career achievements, through acceptance of others, through the opinions of others, and through things. And it was more about just having enough of the situations that I thought were going to bring me happiness and the situations that I thought would make me happy not working out. And I found myself in a situation just for the first time ever really deciding to go within. And I had always been a pretty happy person, and I wasn't happy for the first time. And I mean, like, really, really happy. And
but were you on any kind of spiritual path at that point? You know, what you and I think it's, and I'm really glad that you're talking about this, because I think that's a common theme for our society in general nowadays, is, you know, searching for fulfillment in all the wrong places, you know, looking externally. But it's interesting, because a lot of people, you know, again, unless they have a traumatic event, they don't wake up. And I'm just curious about, you know, you felt like something maybe was missing in your life, but you weren't really sure. But how did you have that wake up call?
So I wasn't on a spiritual path per se. I had had a handful of readings. One was from a shamanic astrologer, and then I had a couple energy clearings. And I didn't really even understand what the energy clearings meant. And the shamanic astrologer that I had gone on a trip to Sedona with a girlfriend, and we met with a shamanic astrologer, and he told me all these things. And at the time, I thought he was absolutely crazy and had lost his mind. But it turned out pretty much everything he said was right on cue. So I had had the seeds planted, and I was open enough to hear them, but not really open enough to receive them. And it was kind of like when I started to to come down to just an unhappy place and to a place of searching, that those people are the people that I wanted to reach out to. And it just, the words resonated with me for years. And I remember thinking, like, even a couple years back, like, man, I really want to talk to that man, or I've got to call that woman because I need another energy healing. And it's like on an unconscious level, I knew that that's what I needed to achieve deeper meaning in my life. And about that time, I was doing a home renovation, and some unfortunate things happened, and I found myself unexpectedly homeless. And, you know, not to be dramatic, but I didn't have anywhere to go. All my stuff was, like, covered in dust, and it just rocked me to my core. If anyone has ever done any kind of renovation, like, it sounds like it's not a big deal, but it is, because it's your root in your home. And anyway, so at that point is really when I was like, okay, I've got to figure out what I'm doing and what I'm doing wrong. And I did some massive, deep, deep soul searching, and I started reading inspirational articles. I started reading books, and
Who were you at that point when you were reading the articles and the books? Who were some of your teachers at that point? You know, talk to us and share a little bit about, you know, if people are kind of in that situation that you had found yourself in, you know, where do they look to? You know, who do you suggest they look to?
So the biggest eye-opening book for me, period, was A Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav. And it's a deep book. You have to be kind of ready to read it. And I definitely was ready. And it's like when I read that book, everything that he was talking about life's purpose and ways to find deeper meaning and how there's really so much more going on than meets the eye, it just really resonated with me and really, really ignited me onto a new path. And the book, A Return to Love by Marianne Williamson, that book, and then any of the Doreen Virtue books really helped me. How to Hear Your Angels was one of my favorite ones from her. And there were so many that I read. If you could put a spiritual book in front of me, I was going to read it. The Spirit Junkie by Gabby Bernstein. And really, what all of these books did for me was allow me to create a story about a girl having an awakening with some of these tools, because I believe not everybody is going to sit down and just read a self-help book, or not everybody is going to be triggered at that level to reach for a book like The Seat of the Soul. So kind of what I wanted to do and what I felt called to create was a story that breaks a lot of these spiritual principles and a lot of these ways to call in deeper meaning to your life without having to read some of these books that aren't as easy to read. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. And I want to talk about that, you know, talk about your book, talk about, you know, how that all unfolded. But I think that it's so on point that you talk about how you kind of had that cracking open, you had that wake up call and the spiritual books and making that connection to yourself. Had you had any kind of meditation practice at that point?
That's when I started meditation at that point, not before. And I realized how important it is to just sit in stillness. And, you know, the term meditation is so intimidating to so many people, because if you're not used to it, you think, how am I going to quiet my mind? You know,
you can't. Right.
Yeah. And so I did a lot of studying about meditation. I started with the Deepak and Oprah guided meditation. I think guided meditations are a great place to start. And for me, meditation is such a powerful tool, and it was such a powerful tool, especially at that time, because when we meditate, as you know, it allows you to really connect to a higher power. It allows you to hear yourself on a new level, and it allows you to see your truth and the true divinity that you hold in your heart. And it also just clears your energy and grounds you every single day. So at that time, when I started to crack open, is when I realized how important meditation is, and that it was something that I wanted to bring into my daily practice.
Right. That's awesome. All right. So we're going to take a quick break right now, Suzanne. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about your awakening and then how that led you on the path that you are today, your book and your speaking and classes and whatnot. So Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Return to Life with Pam Butler.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me. When we are young, we are taught how to walk and talk and read and write, but we aren't taught what to do when life feels insurmountable. Inspirational speaker, meditation and yoga teacher, and spiritual coach Pam Butler guides you to heal emotional anxiety, create mental clarity and calmness, relax the mind, center attention, and sharpen concentration. Book a session with Pam today and learn how to reclaim your inner peace by connecting the mind, body, and spirit. Log on to www.returntolife.com. That's www.returntolife.com to book your session and learn to love life again. You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
Welcome back to Return to Life. This is Pam Butler, and my guest today is Suzanne Adams. So, Suzanne, you were sharing a lot about yourself before your spiritual awakening. So let's kind of make the shift now. Let's talk more about maybe, I don't know, again, with you, your story is a little bit different than most of my guests, but, you know, was there that aha moment where you kind of realized, okay, I need to make a shift. I'm going to make a shift. Now, how did we, you know, transition into that shift?
Yeah, for sure there was. So after I became obsessed with learning about all these tools and about the growth and really about all the stuff that I had never even known existed, I got an inspired idea that I needed to help to spread this message, and I wanted to do it in a really fun, captivating, and empowering way. And so I then decided that I love young adult novels. I love Twilight and Hunger Games and all that stuff. So I wanted to create a version of a book like that, a trilogy like that, that the reader couldn't put down. But at the same time, it was teaching deeper meaning and allowing the reader to journey with Amantha, who's the protagonist of the book, Musings of an Earth Angel, to allow them to journey. So my calling and really my big shift was realizing that I needed to get that story into the world so that people could start their own journeys of personal growth and deeper meaning and in a fun and magical way. And doing that and really stepping, it wasn't long. I got the idea, I think it was May, almost 2 years ago. And then within a year and 2 months, I started writing it about 2 months after I got the idea. In a year, it was published. So it all happened very fast.
Yeah, that is a quick turnaround. So just kind of give a, give your elevator pitch on what the book is about and how it can help people.
So the book is about a story of a girl who's 22 years old, and she has this perfect life, a perfect boyfriend, perfect job, and all of a sudden it all comes crashing down all at once. And she is catapulted into this massive awakening. She starts having supernatural experiences, and she's guided on a power spot hunt across the world to figure out her truth as an earth angel and how she wants to accept that and what she can do to help guide the world through crisis. So the thing about the book is, while there's definitely fantasy and there's some major fiction elements, there's also a lot of truth in it. And it teaches about self-love. It teaches the basics of spirituality. It teaches about angels and the possibility of the reality of angels and how you can connect. And it really can just take somebody into deeper meaning just simply if they read the book and do nothing else. It can just trigger them to attract deeper meaning in their life. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. So you have the book, and then you also have your program that you teach as well. And I know you do a lot of inspirational speaking and whatnot. So how does the book parlay into your programs that you're teaching online? You know, you have that 5-step program on how to get clear on purpose.
Yeah, so it's the course is called Using Seven Earth Angels, a course on attracting happiness and freedom. And basically what I do is I break down the 5 most important lessons in the book. And those are the 5 steps to attracting happiness and freedom in your life. And if we have time right now, do you want me to go through what the steps are really quick?
Yeah, I'd like to go through the steps because I always love to give our listeners some tools. And I know one of the things that we had talked about also was, you know, people flipping negativity into positivity. So, yeah, let's go through the steps.
Okay. So the first step is understanding that you have a life purpose, and the only way to be truly happy and fulfilled in life is to align yourself with that purpose. So some people are doing this on an unconscious level, and some people are doing it on a very intentional level. But regardless, if you're searching for happiness and you're not finding it, then that's the first place to start, is just to really start to spend some time and go within asking, you know, your higher self, show me the way, show me what my purpose is. So that's step one. Step two is understanding the importance of self-love and understanding that the law of attraction, like attracts like, and if you don't treat yourself a certain way, how can you expect anyone else to treat you that way? So basically,
and
you call
on this. Yeah, that's so important because I think, first of all, self-love is, you know, right up there, one of the number one things that most people don't have. So can we just break that one down for a moment and maybe, you know, give a sub-tool under that on how people can connect to self-love?
Yeah, I think a big step of self-love is, the first of all, just being aware that how important loving yourself is, because I think in today's society, you're taught not to love yourself and to give and give and give. So I think just understanding the importance of it and being aware of that, and then spending the time to figure out what it is that you want. Because, like, for me, example, I was living my life trying to please other people. I was living my life trying to fit in a box that society and others had told me I should. I never once took the time to sit down and ask myself, what do I really want? What do I think I'm here to do? What effect do I want to have on the world, and how do I want to live my life? I had never asked myself just simple questions like that. So I think for the listeners, if you just be aware of how important it is to love and honor yourself and nurture your needs, and then secondly, ask yourself what you even want, because I believe most of the clients that I work with and where I was, most people don't even really know what they want until they take the time to sit with it and figure it out.
Great. That's awesome. Thank you.
So, yeah, of course. So then step three is what you just said earlier, flipping negativity to positivity. And here's the deal. We live in a world where you can't avoid negativity. And negativity, in contrast, is actually good because it allows for growth and expansion. And if you connect, if you understand, if you can see that and see the world as lessons and see the world as, you're going to get more of what you focus on. So anytime anything bad happens, there's always a silver lining. Something worse could have happened. Or you could say, this happened because of something better. So the trick is, when something bad happens to you, to figure out how to look at that from an optimistic standpoint and really focus on that. And then you'll see in time, as you do that, more of the negativity will drop off and you're going to start to get what you're focusing on. Does that make sense?
Right. No, absolutely. And I think, you know, unfortunately, human nature is to kind of dwell on what's going wrong in my life or what I don't have in my life, as opposed to, you know, shifting that attitude to gratitude. And I think, you know, that's one of my favorite tools to bring into my own daily life, but also to share with my students, is really trying to take in gratitude throughout your day, because that does, it's just, it can make a little subtle shift, because people will say, oh, well, you know, you say just think positively, but, you know, sometimes that's hard to shift from a negative to a positive. So even just, what am I grateful for? That's a little shift. Yeah.
And that's a perfect way just to shift from negativity to positivity, is to find the gratitude in whatever the situation is. Absolutely.
Right. Good.
Okay, so then step four is connecting to a power greater than you and allowing yourself to be guided. And this can be whatever you want it to be. And if you have a God that you pray to, then that's what it can be. If you like to call on the angels, that's what it can be. If you just want to connect to yourself and to your higher self, then that's fine too. But the purpose of this is to understand that there's more going on than just you and your physical body. And there's a beautiful higher power available that anyone and everyone can tap into that will give you a guidance system. And it's intuition, and we all have it. You know, when you get a gut feeling that you shouldn't do something, or you think something told me I should do this, or something told me, you know, we all have that system and we've all used it our entire lives one way or another. But the power begins when you become aware of it and you intentionally tap into it and really just allow yourself to move with the energy of that higher power.
Right. Yeah. And I think one of the best ways is, you know, we'll circle back to the meditation. One of the best ways to tap into and really be able to listen to your gut is by sitting quietly.
Absolutely. And it takes practice, Pam. You know, a lot of people, but I always say if you can at least start 3 minutes a day. So my sister has 4 kids, and she's under the age of 8, and she manages to meditate. So if she can do it, anyone can do it. And if you just commit to at least 3 minutes a day and start with that, and then gradually, as you start to see the benefits, you'll want to do longer. And it's a really simple practice, but it's so powerful.
Right, absolutely. I tell people to set themselves up to win. And like you said, anyone can sit for 3 minutes. So what does a typical meditation look like? You know, what does a typical meditation look like to you?
So for me, it's a little different because I enjoy I like to do visualizations of just pulling down light. So like you imagine the sun just beaming on your head and just kind of clearing out just any gunk from my thoughts, or, you know, maybe I wasn't in traffic that day, how let it get to me. So I like to do just kind of a clearing meditation, just like with the sun's rays, just coming entirely through my body. And I also like to, in the mornings, do intentional meditations where I visualize what I want to happen. And it's amazing how when I visualize something going well and something being infused with a certain energy, it happens. But then from a beginner's standpoint, I think like what I did when I was beginning was I picked a mantra. And maybe it's a word, maybe it's happiness, maybe it's freedom, maybe it's life purpose, if that's what you're trying to figure out. And you just sit for 3 minutes and you just focus kind of on your heart area and just say that word over and over and over. And I think that's the best way to start to meditate.
Right, right. Good. Awesome. Thanks for clarifying that.
Yeah.
So your final tool.
The final step sounds easy, but it's not always. It's surrender and get out of your own way. So a lot of times, you know, I like to use the analogy in life when you're just fighting, if you're in a relationship and it's just constant battle and battle and battle, or if you're at a job and it's just a constant uphill battle, then that's probably not what you're supposed to be doing. But when something just works out and it's flowing and it's easy, then I believe that's kind of the universe just lining everything up for you, telling you to go ahead. So really just trusting and having faith and setting your intentions and getting out of your own way. So letting go, in a sense, instead of holding on tightly, and surrender.
That's hard. You know, so many people are control freaks. So the letting go process is difficult, but it is important, because you'll never find true happiness if you're always searching on the outside and you're always holding on to something, because things aren't permanent. You know, the only permanency in life is impermanency. So, you know, being able to let go of any expectations or any control. So my final question for you, Suzanne, is what does your vivid life look like to you?
My vivid life is really just just glowing from the inside out and radiating the happiness that I've worked so hard to tap into and to find, and teaching other people that they can have, that you can have really whatever it is your heart desires, and just exuding that. And then I love to travel and just dwell in the energy of joy. I think that that's so important. And a lot of times we all take life very, very seriously, and we don't have to. Like, we're here to have fun and to learn to love and to grow and expand.
Thank you. That's beautiful. You do have beautiful energy, and you radiate that light. So thank you for sharing your light with all of us today. You can find more.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you were great. I loved it. I loved everything you had to say today. I'll have to have you back on the show.
Sure, for sure. I would love to.
So you can find more amazing things out about Suzanne on her website, www.musingsofanearthangel.com, musingsofanearthangel.com. And then her Twitter account is @musingsofnea. It's all on the promo in her on our website. So please be sure to check more out about Suzanne. Thank you for joining me today. This is Pam Butler. I hope you have a beautiful day.
Thank you for listening to Return to Life with Pam Butler. As we all know, stress has become an epidemic in our society, contributing to more diseases in our bodies. Listen each week as Pam shares easy and practical information and tools to connect your mind, body, and spirit, and return to a life that is more balanced and blissful than ever before. What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.